What do you do if you're Caoimhín Kelleher? What's your sense from Caoimhín Kelleher's reaction to You'll Never Walk Alone?
Just having a great time.
The body language experts.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll get reaction from a cracking Champions League semi-final first leg between Barcelona and Inter. Ahead of a huge European night for Tottenham and Manchester United, we'll hear from managers Ange Postecoglou and Ruben Amorim. And ahead of the final Glasgow derby of the season, Celtic and Ireland defender Liam Scales wants to put things right against Rangers this Sunday. But first to last night, and Barcelona came from behind to draw 3-3 with Inter in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final. Goals from Marcus Thuram and Denzel Dumfries put Simone Inzaghi's side 2-0 up before a stunning goal from Lamine Yamal and a strike from Ferran Torres levelled things up before half-time. Dumfries scored once again to put Inter back in front before Rafinha's long-range effort rebounded off the bar and hit Inter keeper Jan Sommer, making it 3-3 in the tie. The star of the night was 17-year-old Yamal. The Spanish superstar left the field early before the end of the warm-up, sparking fears that he wouldn't be able to play last night. However, on his 100th appearance for Barca, he was at the heart of everything good that the Catalans did. His manager, Hansi Flick, says that he's a genius.
He's a genius. He's special. He's special. And you know, when you see after the game, you see the situations he has normally in the match. And then you see all the details, and it's unbelievable how we do it. For us, it's important that we're playing the same way, the same style, the same with the same confidence, belief in that what we can do. So we have 90 minutes. Hopefully, it's enough for getting the final. But this is our goal. This is our goal, and we will fight for that.
Some bad news on the injury front for Barcelona. It looks like they'll be without Jules Koundé for the second leg against Inter next week due to a hamstring injury. He was forced off on the stroke of half-time during the first leg and replaced by Eric Garcia. Attention now turns to next week at the San Siro. Before that, though, both sides have important games as they chase their domestic league titles. Barcelona are away to Real Valladolid on Saturday. Inter hosts Verona. Barca are 4 points ahead of Real Madrid. Inter are second. They're 3 points behind Napoli. Manchester United look set to welcome back Ahmad and Matthias De Ligt to their squad for tonight's crucial Europa League semi-final first leg away to Athletic Bilbao. Both players have been out with ankle knocks and aren't expected to start the game, but they will be in the matchday squad. Diogo Dalot will miss the game due to a calf injury, but Luke Shaw could start after he played 90 minutes for the club for the first time in over a year. United will stay in Bilbao on Friday morning and will train locally before they return to the UK for Sunday's league match against Brentford. Amorim's side are on their way to recording their worst ever Premier League season, but they could still qualify for next season's Champions League if they win the Europa League. Amorim says that it isn't their fault that despite a poor showing domestically, they could still finish in Europe's Premier competition next season.
I think it's the rules. It's hard to talk about that. Maybe it's not, you could say it's not fair because the best teams, the champions, should be in Champions League. But you have this competition to give a value to this competition. Is one way to reach. It's like one cup in our league. If you win the cup, you go to European games. So is the rules. I don't know if it's fair or not. But if there is that possibility, we have to try to reach it.
The Basque side should be well rested for the first leg on Thursday, having not played since their 1-0 win over Las Palmas last week in La Liga. They're on a good run as well with 3 wins in their last 4. But Oyan Sanse suffered a hamstring injury against Las Palmas, meaning Unai Gomez may deputise in the number 10 role. Fortunately for the manager, Ernesto Valverde, though, Nico Williams returned from injury in that win against Las Palmas, having been granted plenty of time to recover. The Spain international is set to start on the left. He scored 5 goals in the competition this season, so his return is a big boost. Tottenham are in a similar position to United. Spurs' only solace has been in Europe, and impressively they knocked out one of the tournament favourites, Eintracht Frankfurt, in the quarterfinals. James Maddison started last Sunday's miserable 5-1 loss to Liverpool in the league. He offered a passionate response on whether Tottenham players owe their fans a Europa League win after a disastrous Premier League season.
The supporters are kind of hurt, upset, angry, embarrassed about the league season. They've probably been getting pelters from their mates all season about the league. As players, do you owe them this one in the Europa, given what they've sort of been going through?
They or we?
Do you owe...
Yeah, but that, we've been going through it, yeah.
Well, like, yeah, but
yeah.
I think they'd say that you've been putting them through it with the results in the league.
Mm.
Do you owe them
on
one?
Purpose or...?
No, no, not on purpose. I'm sure I'm not questioning the effort, but do you not feel you owe them one?
No, we definitely want to reward them for the support that they give us by creating something special because the league hasn't been good enough, definitely. But it hurts us as well. Like, let's not create the narrative that it's just like, yes, it's us players out there. Definitely. And we take responsibility for that. But it hurts me a lot that we're having a poor season. But this is why we're so motivated for this competition, because the season can still be so special. Because you lot talk about all the time about Tottenham being without silverware for however many years it is. I don't know off the top of my head, but we're in the last four and we've got a great opportunity to do that in the competition that we've been pretty solid in this year. And, okay, maybe I worded it a little bit wrong, but we want to, I think the word reward them, because we feel the support. And it's one of them, you got at the end of games and we've lost again, and you go over because you want to thank them for the support. And I know they don't want to hear it for us. Like, even like this press conference and the interview on Sunday, they're not really that bothered because words are just words. But it hurts, and we're trying to put it right. I think that's the main thing, that the hunger is there. It doesn't always work. That's just life. It doesn't always work how you want it to. But this is a unique situation that we're in the last four in York, where we can go and reward them and for their support, because they do travel everywhere, and we are very grateful for that. That they still, even in the league position we're in, when we've got nothing to play for, they're still selling out Liverpool away, and we do appreciate that, and they're supporting us. But it hurts us as well. I guess the message I was trying to get across, that we're not satisfied as well. You know, we're in this together. So,
Spurs are at home to Norwegian side Bodo Glimt, who themselves have had a fairy tale European run. They've knocked out Lazio, Olympiacos and FC 20 along the way. The population of Bodo is around 42,000, which is smaller than the capacity at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, which is around 62,000. This is the furthest Bodo or any Norwegian club has ever gone in Europe. Spurs have European dreams of their own. This is the ninth time the club has reached the semi-final of a UEFA competition, winning their two most recent ties at this stage against Ajax in the 2018-19 Champions League and Hajduk Split in the 1983-84 UEFA Cup. Boss Ange Postecoglou says that this achievement shouldn't be dismissed.
People are always trying to diminish it in some respects. You know, I've heard people say, well, it's the equivalent of Man United winning the FA Cup. No, it ain't. I'm sorry. Not on any planet is it the equivalent. Others suggesting that maybe we're not worthy of, you know, Champions League. I mean, again, they're like things that are there, designed there to diminish what's ahead of us, which is an unbelievable opportunity. Like you said, irrespective of how this season's gone, we have generations of fans who, you know, want this more than anything else, to share again with you know, the people that they love, a special moment supporting their football club. So, as I said, this season could have gone a lot differently, and we could be flying in the league, but it wouldn't make this opportunity any different. The opportunity is the same. And, you know, I've made that clear to the players, you know.
Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca admits he's worried the artificial pitch for tonight's Conference League semi-final first leg at Djurgården could cause his players some problems. Members of the Swedish club's own squad have been critical of the surface in recent weeks, and Maresca says that's not very reassuring.
Imagine for us, they play every week, so for us it's different one, but we don't have excuse, we don't have reason why we are not going to compete.
There's also Premier League action tonight with Nottingham Forest at home to Brentford. Brentford boss Thomas Frank says his side haven't given up on their chances of qualifying for Europe. The London club are 11th in the league, 5 points behind 8th, which will qualify for the Europa Conference League next season if Manchester City win the FA Cup against Crystal Palace. Frank says it's so close up there.
It's tight. There's, you know, basically three other clubs that are ahead of us right now, Fulham, Brighton and Bournemouth. So it needs to be the perfect run-in, but why not? We are having a very difficult game against Nottingham. They've done very well this season. I think Nuno, another remarkable job.
Forest boss Nuno Espirito Santo says they've too much fight to allow for an FA Cup hangover tonight. They lost 2-0 to Manchester City in Sunday semi-final at Wembley, but the win over Brentford would put them back up to third place and reignite their Champions League qualification hopes. Remember, they just have to finish in the top five. Nuno knows fans and players were disappointed on Sunday, but says there's a big prize on offer at the end of the season.
It's not a good feeling. And what we have to do to react, understand that sometimes we have to grieve, give time to that, and then approach game as life. You fall down, you get up again, you go.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name model that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chelsea were crowned WSL champions for the 6th season in a row last night. Lucy Bronze scored the only goal of the game to give them a 1-0 win away to Manchester United, which means they secured the trophy with 2 games to play after Arsenal were beaten 5-2 away to Aston Villa. It's a first league title for manager Sonia Bompastor, with her side still unbeaten in the league this season.
Not easy to come as a new manager to a new country, to adjust to a new league. I learned a lot, but with me I had a great bunch of players and also a great staff, so I'm not the only one.
Arlen boss Heimir Hallgrimsson was speaking to the media yesterday ahead of the June international window of games. Hallgrimsson revealed he had tried to organise a camp for the end of May, as the players playing in the English Championship will have a 3 or 4 week break ahead of those June friendlies with Senegal and Luxembourg. The Championship finishes up this weekend. Speaking to Off the Ball's David Wilson, Hallgrimsson said it wasn't easy to find summer opponents.
No, a little bit, but mostly no. I have to be honest here. It was really tough to find opponents in this window, because of a lot of nations have already started their World Cup prep, and there is a Nations League playoffs and stuff. So a lot of nations are occupied this month. So I have to give the association a really big up for picking Senegal to come here. Yeah. I know it was not easy, but is a really good match, and we are going to the World Cup, so it's good to play a team from a different continent. So yeah, in a preparation for the World Cup, and it's just, I think Senegal is loaded with individual talents. It's a team that's very quick, counter-attacking. They have amazing kind of attacking actions, looking at them and analysing them. So it's going to be a really interesting game. We are going to be tested in many areas.
Hallgrimsson said that the June window has always been a tricky one for Ireland.
Yeah, it's always been a tricky window, June, for Ireland. And I've learned that talking to the people around, the ex-coaches and the staff in the association. It's always been a tricky camp. And that's easy to understand when you stop playing 3rd of May and we have a game 7th of June. So after a long season in the Championship, load of games, you play in 2 games every week, and you kind of even need a holiday when the season is finished. So we have decided to limit the number of championship players as much as we can, to give them just the break they need. Yeah. That's the biggest reason, is to give them the break they need to be fresh in September, because that is when the reality starts for us, and we need everyone fresh in September. And we don't want to destroy the off-season for too many players. We might need to pick some players because of just lacking in numbers in some positions. So, but that is our kind of thought process going into June, is to try to limit the number as much as we can of championship players that are finished now, next week.
I suppose with that in mind, our League of Ireland players are probably
quarter, midway through the season in June. Will some of those players, like maybe Jack Byrne, Josh Honahan, are they in contention to get into the squad?
Yeah, we've been watching some of these players. Honestly, we plan to have a camp in May, right after the championship finished, so we could play the championship players then and then give them the holiday off. But unfortunately, one of the opponents pulled out and we couldn't find a replacement. Yeah. That would have been ideal, and then we would have taken some of these players that probably will be in June and play them there, yeah. Opening spaces in June for the likes of players in the League of Ireland. But because we missed out on those games, probably the spots that we plan to have open are fewer than we wanted. But there's always a possibility to see a League of Ireland player, for sure.
Ireland and Celtic defender Liam Scales says there's nothing like playing in a Glasgow derby. After confirming title number 55 last weekend, Celtic take on rivals Rangers at Ibrox on Sunday. Celtic have lost the last two derbies, and speaking to OTB's David Wilson, Scales says they want to put that right on Sunday.
Yeah, we never want to lose games, and obviously it's a massive rivalry, so it's a big one for us and for our fans. But we know, obviously, the league's won, but that doesn't really it doesn't matter to the fans or to us as players. We want to go and win that game, and that's the way those sort of games are.
What's it like to play in those sort of type of games? I can, as media or fans or different people, like, there's probably nothing that, you know, we could experience that ever would ever come close to an Old Firm derby.
I suppose it's you prepare the exact same way, but like the first few minutes of each game, you're sort of breathless. You know, it takes your breath away a bit. Those big games, like Champions League games, are playing against Rangers home and away. It's sort of the adrenaline kicks in. The first few minutes can be a bit of a whirlwind, but once you get into the swing of things, it's okay.
And Julen Lopetegui is close to becoming the new manager of Qatar. A two-year deal in principle has been tabled, with sources close to Lopetegui describing the project as ambitious. The 58-year-old was sacked as West Ham boss in January after 6 months in charge. His 22 matches in the role, which brought 7 wins, 5 draws and 10 losses, was the shortest spell for any permanent manager in West Ham's history, surpassing the first spell for David Moyes at the club, which was 31 games. A move to Qatar would represent a first return to international management for Lopetegui since he was dismissed from his role as Spain manager just before the World Cup in 2018. Lopetegui was unbeaten across 20 games in charge of Spain, but he was sacked by the Spanish FA just before the World Cup, after Real Madrid announced they'd agreed a deal to appoint him right after the tournament. That's it for today's Football Daily. Remember to subscribe in your podcast feed to keep this pod coming to you free of charge every weekday. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back tomorrow.